This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities in Norway said Friday at least 13 people in Oslo have been infected with the Omicron variant of the coronavirus following a corporate Christmas party described as a so-called super spreader event, and their numbers could rise to over 60 cases. The outbreak took place at a Christmas party on November 26th, organized by a renewable energy company, which has operations in South Africa, where the variant was first detected. The dozens of possible cases and other confirmed elsewhere in the country led the Norwegian government to reintroduce some nationwide restrictions to curb the spread of COVID-19. Across Europe, companies are canceling Christmas party plans due to the emergence of the Omicron variant. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday said he is preparing fresh policies to stop any Russian plans to invade Ukraine after Washington and Kiev reported Moscow had mass troops near its border. Tensions have skyrocketed in recent weeks as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues to warn Moscow against an invasion. Kiev said Russia has deployed more than 100,000 troops near its borders, on Moscow-annexed Crimea and in two eastern regions held by pro-Russian rebels. The Kremlin denies the allegations and accuses the United States of stoking tensions, arguing it's free to move its troops within Russian borders. The Kremlin said Friday a video call would take place next week between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Biden. Despite increased contacts between the two rivals since Putin and Biden met for the first time at a summit in Geneva in June, tensions have remained high between the two countries. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration will not designate any country as a currency manipulator, but it did name China, Vietnam, and Taiwan among the nations that have failed to live up to global agreements not to use their currencies to gain unfair trade advantages. In a report to Congress released Friday, the Treasury Department cited China for several failures that prevent trading partners from gaining full knowledge of how it manages its currency. Vietnam and Taiwan have violated a number of criteria that would justify naming them as currency manipulators, and both will be placed on a monitoring list, according to the report. Police say a mob of factory employees in eastern Pakistan tortured and burned a Sri Lankan manager on Friday in a, quote, horrific attack that Prime Minister Imran Khan said brought shame on the country. A police official in eastern Pakistan says investigators believe the attackers had accused the manager of blasphemy for tearing down a poster with Islamic holy verses. Quote, the factory workers tortured the manager, said a provincial government spokesman, adding, quote, a total of 50 people so far have been identified and arrested. Prime Minister Khan condemned the killing and said he was personally overseeing the investigations and said those guilty would be punished. Mob killings over accusations of blasphemy have been frequent in Muslim-majority Pakistan, where the crime can carry the death sentence. The parents of a 15-year-old boy who is accused of shooting dead four fellow students at his high school in the northern U.S. state of Michigan were charged with involuntary manslaughter on Friday. A prosecutor announced James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of Ethan Crumbly, each face four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Quote, these charges are intended to hold the individuals who contributed to this tragedy accountable and also send the message that gun owners have a responsibility, the prosecutor said. James Crumbly had purchased the semi-automatic pistol used by his son 4 days earlier. Four students were killed in the shooting at Oxford High School, north of Detroit, and six were wounded along with a teacher. 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly has been charged as an adult with state murder and terror charges. Again, the parents of the 15-year-old, who is accused of shooting dead four fellow students at his high school in the northern state, U.S. state of Michigan, were charged with involuntary manslaughter on Friday. A prosecutor announced James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of Ethan Crumbly, each face four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Find more at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.